Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? How are you doing? How's your day going today? What are you experiencing? Is it a great day or is it a challenging day? Well, every day is going to be different, isn't it? But being in business is just like the weather. It changes all the time. And throughout your life, you've heard many, many sayings and many statements. You know, for instance, buy low, sell high. That's a good one. Of course, the people who try to time the stock market usually get themselves in trouble because the stock market is unpredictable. Or you could say the weakest link, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Had to think about that one. Well, of course, what does that mean? That applies to our business too. Knowing your business weakness is what makes you strong. We can brag about our accomplishments. We can brag about our successes. We can be happy about that latest contract that came in that's so profitable. But it's the little things, it's the little weaknesses that can really trip us up. It doesn't matter what kind of car you're buying. If you're buying a Chevrolet or a Honda or a Bentley, if there's a hole in the radiator, just a little tiny hole and the water's coming out, you're not going to be able to use the car. It's going to overheat. It's going to shut down. In your business, if you're not paying attention to what the weaknesses are, your business is going to be in turmoil. Your business is going to have a problem. It's great to understand your strengths and that what you are working for, but you have to plug the holes in the business. And to do that, you've got to think about your business, and you've got to put your business in modules, you know. Oh, look at my marketing. I'm going to look at my competitor's marketing. Is it stronger than mine? Are they hitting the mark and I'm not? I'm going to look at my customer service and focus on that today. What are my customer service people saying? Am I getting too many complaints? I'm going to look at sales today. Are we getting enough prospects? Are we making cold calls? What are we saying? How are we doing it? I think I'm going to pick the phone up and make a few calls myself. Find out where the weaknesses is in my business. Everywhere you look, you're looking for weakness. If you continue to do that, of course, what happens? You become stronger. When you hit that front door in the morning, you're full of energy. It's a new day. Wonderful things can happen. And you can walk in and you can be positive and you can say, yes, I've got this great business. And that's what you should do. But you also should walk in and say to yourself, what's not working today? You know, there is software that telecommunication companies run all the time, checking out their systems. There's software that the electric grid runs all the time looking for hotspots to see what they need to repair. Are you running a software program in your head to decide what's not working in your business so that you can repair it at the same time before it becomes critical? Software has become an integral part of our business. You can even have your computer system monitored off-site where it's always being checked by another computer that will tell you if there's a weakness in your computer. So let's use the computer in our head. Let's put ourselves in a position of establishing what the level of success should be, what an appropriate amount of work each employee should be doing for our productivity. And let's look at every single aspect of our business so that we can become more successful. And not only this year will be great, but next year will be even better because we're building on this year. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.